What's up, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here, and we have an exciting DJ here on the platform that's going to tell his DJ story. Brother, can you introduce yourself and where you're from?
Oh, yeah, this is DJ D. Ross right here from Delaware by way of D.C.
Awesome, brother. Glad to have you on the My DJ Story podcast, and we just want to jump right into this. You know, tell us about the beginning. Tell us about how you got started and interested in the DJ business.
I mean, DJing started for me like back in the days when I was really, really young, and just loving music in general, and like loving hip hop and that kind of thing, and just listening to DJs on the radio and just hearing them scratching and mixing and stuff, and just catching that buzz and just wanting to do it, like just hearing that, and then after a while you get a chance to get on a turntable, and it's like everything. It's like, okay, this is what they do. I see the videos. This is how they scratch. This is how they mix. This is a mixer. This is a needle. This is, you learn the parts of it. You learn everything about it. So it comes, it's like everything is just exciting. And to me, even from being a young kid to being like 7 till now, I still feel the same way. Because I have my setup. I'm actually looking at my setup right now with my turntables and my mixer and everything now. So it's like, like I said, it's still the same excitement. Like now, you can, like I said, you can go online and see DJs, and like I said, watch people, and like I said, I still feel the same way I felt when I was younger. So,
nice. Yeah. So tell me, so you were 7 years old when you first started and touched the first turntable, is that right?
Yes.
Nice. So you were 7 years old. Tell me about that experience. You know, you said you were super excited, and like who gave it to you? Whose turntable was it? Because I know you didn't have your own turntable at 7, right? Or did someone gift you one?
Oh, no.
Tell me about that.
No, I wasn't that fortunate. That would have been dope, but nah, I wasn't that fortunate to have my own turntable at 7. It was actually, you know how they have them all-in-one systems where you got the turntable, the tuner, you got the tape deck and everything all-in-one. The speakers is all one system.
Yeah.
Yeah, my grandmother had that, and that's the turntable I was scratching on. It wasn't even meant to be scratched on, but, you know, you just put a record on it. You see the DJ, so you just like, okay, I'm going to do the same thing.
Wow. And then from that moment, you knew that DJing is something that you wanted to invest your time and energy into for the long run, right?
Oh, definitely. And plus, my father, he was DJing too, so that kind of kept that going and the DJ stuff going in the house as well. Because eventually, after a while, I was able to, as you get older, you start saving money, working little summer jobs and things like that, and you're able to afford your own turntable. So eventually, I was able to go out and buy my own set, and I was able to do my own thing.
Nice, man. So talk to me about that. So you saving up money, and at what age were you able to buy that first turntable for yourself?
I want to say that I know I was a teenager. I probably want to say like my first set. I want to say maybe like 16, somewhere around there. Like me actually buying them. They were like the belt drive turntables. Even those you weren't really meant to scratch on, because I done popped that belt on the turntables many times doing it. So. And I done had to replace it with rubber bands. I done had to cut rubber bands and tape rubber bands together to replace the belt, because I didn't know that you can go take the turntable and actually get a new belt put on it. I was just like, okay, let me try to make this myself and just cut the rubber bands and put some scotch tape on it and wrap it around there, and then just, you know, to have my belt for the turntable. I mean, it'll pop too, but I just put another piece of tape on it or another piece of rubber band on it and just go from there.
Gotcha. You do whatever it takes to get it to work and just keep it moving, doing your passion, man. That's awesome,
yeah.
Man. So you were 16, you got your first turntable. Talk to me about, like, when did you kind of transition from kind of doing it as a hobby to actually transition into doing it as a career and actually making money from it?
I really haven't got to that point yet. I mean, I've done gigs when I was younger and, you know, and different stuff like that, but I haven't really got to that point yet where I'm out there making money from it. That's still my goal till now. I'm still trying to get to that point.
Okay. Everybody has a journey in their DJ career, and that's really dope that you still, you know, are transitioning into it fully and generating opportunities for you. So, like, it's also just super nice to hear, know, the different variations in people's story along their DJ journey. So it was like, this is something that you've been, you know, super interested in doing for years, super passionate about in regards to like, what things are you doing right now that can help push that dream forward in terms of like, hey, I want to start making this my full-time career. Like, what's your vision and how you're going to get there?
Right now what I'm doing is I'm doing stuff online. I'm posting on Instagram, like a little minute or two of me mixing some stuff and scratching some stuff. And then I DJ on Twitch. I just got on that, and I'm doing that like on Sundays and Tuesdays. I'm doing that. And I'm just trying to push the word out on online the best way I can. I'm just getting better at working social media because I'm not good at it. So I'm just learning that now and just trying to push the word out through social media.
Do you find it tough trying to DJ online? And what are some of the difficulties? What are some of the challenges?
For me right now, my internet isn't the greatest. So I'm doing everything off the phone I'm talking to you with. So the sound of it isn't the greatest. I mean, I can still DJ online with it, but I would want to have a more strong professional sound with it when I'm DJing live on like on Twitch.
Understood. And in regards to like the growth and the traction you've been seeing from streaming on different platforms, like how long have you been streaming online and kind of like what are you seeing in regards to like viewership and just kind of growing your brand online? Tell me about that experience.
Right now, just getting on Twitch, I've been on there for maybe like a month and a half, and it's kind of going well because I'm opening up more and I'm able to speak to people and I'm able to talk to people and just have a regular conversation. Like when I go in like different rooms and I'm like a random room with somebody's DJing, I don't go and ask for anything. I'm not looking for nothing, but I'm just going in there and just saying hi, how's everybody doing, like what's going on today, how'd you feel today, and just having a regular conversation with people versus just trying to get people all the time to just, okay, I need you to subscribe to me or follow me on Twitch. I need you to just do everything for me. It's not about that when I first meet somebody. It's just like, okay, I have a conversation with them. Then after a while, if I go to their profile, we have a good conversation. If they got something going on and they're DJing and, you know what I'm saying, and we just talk for a hot minute, what I'll do is I'll follow them. I just say, hey, I just followed you. Whether they follow me back or not, is, you know what I'm saying, I can't do nothing about that, you know. But most of the time it works because usually they turn around and follow me because we had a decent conversation.
Yeah, man, it's all about relationship building, you know, and building meaningful relationship where it's not, I'm just doing this so I can get something from you. Like, no, I want to provide value first. I want to give value first. And then, you know, value may come back to me one way or another. And so you're taking the right approach, brother. And that's something that we're trying to do with the platform that we've built, the Club app, where, you know, we're trying to build a strong community of DJs that are supporting one another and hosting some of the dopest virtual parties that's ever imaginable on the internet. And that's our goal. Yeah, so we definitely appreciate all the DJs that have been streaming on the platform already. And we're open to have more DJs join this community as well. So we'll talk to you. We have another conversation about you getting on the club too and being able to build a community on our platform. But I would love to learn more. Like, what are you liking so far about streaming online? You know, tell me a little bit about just kind of what gives you motivation to keep on doing it. Because I know some DJs, they tried it and they kind of burned out. They don't really want to do it, you know, anymore. But like, what's something that keeps you going and makes you enjoy live streaming as a DJ?
Just my passion for DJing. That's one thing, definitely. Just I actually love DJing, so it's not like something that it's hard for me to do. And just with the live streaming, like I said, it's something that I really want to do. And it's just another part of the motivation is that I can play whatever I want. It's not like if I had to play a gig somewhere and I just had to cater to this style of music, I can actually play whatever style of music I want. It's more open format, I should say. So I can just, if I want to play jazz one day, I can do that. If I want to play hip hop one day, I can do that. If I want to play some house, I can do that.
That's what's up, man. That's awesome, man. When your passion leads you, it makes things that other people may consider work just something that's fun and enjoying and kind of relaxing. So It's awesome when you turn your hobby or your passion into your business, and that's what most DJs are doing, and that's why DJs are genuinely happy at doing their job. Like, I don't talk to many DJs that absolutely hate their job. You know, if that's the case, you wouldn't be a DJ. So it's a career, it's a passion that most people in the industry really enjoy, and I'm glad that you're enjoying yourself. Even you know, now that we're in COVID and you know the DJ industry has been shaken up by this pandemic, but you're figuring out ways to keep rocking and keep going, leveraging new technology and new ways to engage with audiences. So I commend you for that. That's dope.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, brother. In regards to like COVID and the current situation that we're in right now, you know, what's some things that you've been doing to cope with the situation?
With this stuff is going on, I mean, just watching the other DJs online and just submerging myself in just different things, other than just DJing. Like, me and my fiance sit there and watch the movies, watch some like comedians and stuff on YouTube, watch like the All Deaf channel on YouTube and stuff like that. Just different things to put my mind in a different spot to where I'm not just constantly every day watching the news and just focusing on that and just having that just constantly drilled in my head to where it's like that's all I'm thinking about.
Yeah, man. No, it's tough times, but I'm glad that you have your fiance, you have a support system that you guys can lean on one another during this tough time. And in regards to like, you know, DJing and listening to other DJs, do you have any particular DJs that you watch on Twitch or the club or any other platform right now?
Right now, like DJ Jazzy Jeff, what's the guy's name? DJ Scratch Bastard. Another guy that's DJ Mr. Stitch. And there's a couple other people down there that I follow. DJ Chubby Chub. So there's a couple. There's definitely a couple more people on there that I do follow and listen to regularly.
Awesome. Like, as a DJ, how often do you find yourself listening to other DJs? Like, how many times a week or hours or whatever you want to kind of identify?
I mean, almost every day, because it's just to me, it's like going back in the days when I was younger, watching like Rap City and Yo MTV Rap. It's the same concept to me. It's like what I love doing, I love also seeing too, and it doesn't necessarily have to be me the one that's doing it. I can watch other people doing it and enjoy that as well.
Awesome, man. That's great. It's also a learning experience, you know, especially if you are a DJ and you want to be able to improve your game by watching people that's already doing it well. You know, you can pick up on some of the nuances or the things that they're doing that makes them successful and do it and apply it to yourself.
Exactly.
Do you have any goals for your DJ career in 2021?
Get more people, like get more people to follow, get more like subscriptions, because I don't have any. I mean, I haven't got to that point where I can get subscriptions and stuff on Twitch, but get to that point where I can start making money. And if the clubs actually open up this year, get out there and start talking to people and get into these clubs. Give me a situation where I can play somewhere.
100%, brother, and that's what I'm here to help as well. You know, with our platform, the club, definitely trying to help DJs in this time where you can make money by streaming online and from the comfort of your home. So hopefully I can definitely talk to you and help you out with that as well. And I think we're going to jump right into our lightning round. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Describe your DJ set.
Hardware.
Both.
I would say both.
I'm sorry. Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
Oh, describe it, hardware and software. Yeah. The software is Traktor, and hardware is a Pioneer DJ mixer and the 2 1200s.
Besides yourself, who are your favorite DJs?
Jazzy Jeff, DJ Premier, DJ Scratch, DJ Scratch Bastard, DJ Cuber.
What has been your favorite party or event that you've DJed at?
It was a party when I was younger. It was a pool party when I was in my early 20s.
What's one thing that you hate about live streaming as a DJ?
The internet going in and out.
Shout out DJs that you know personally whose story needs to be shared on this podcast.
I would say DJ Mr. Stitch. That's one definitely for sure.
Awesome, brother. And where can people find you online or even in person at events?
Right now, because of COVID and everything like that, live events isn't going on. But I would say if you want to find me, you can find me on Twitch at DJ D Raw. It's all together, 20032. And on Instagram, DJ D Raw 20032.
Awesome, brother. We enjoy hearing your story on the My DJ Story podcast, brother. And thank you. We hope to see you in the club app. Hope to see you on Twitch and every other platform. Make sure y'all follow him.
I appreciate it.
Awesome, brother. That's good for the podcast. I just need you to do a drop to say you're now listening to DJ D Raw on the club app, okay?
Okay, gotcha.
Go ahead.
You want me to go?
Yep.
Okay, right now you listening to DJ D Raw here right on the club app.
Perfect, brother. You want to do it one more time?
Yeah, that's no problem. Right here, right now, you listen to DJ D Raw right on that club app. Definitely go subscribe to that.
Perfect, bro. Hey, man, this was a great call, great interview. I'm going to be putting everything together. And once I have your interview done and edited, I'll be able to send it out to you and we'll get you on the show.
All right, appreciate it.
Are you a DJ? Well, we want to hire you as one of our official The Club virtual DJs. We've been working hard to source hundreds of paid virtual gigs, and we need DJs of all kinds that are interested in getting paid to curate virtual events for our clients. Whether you're a new DJ just getting started or a veteran in the game, we have paid gig opportunities for you. Text I'm in to 609-201-1027 to get notified for paid gig opportunities from The Club. Tell a friend. We look forward to working with you. Now back to the podcast.